Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Welcome. Welcome this Sunday morning. Hallelujah. We're about in the middle of March already. Welcome, everyone. It's beautiful and not sunny, but it's partly sunny here in St. Louis on this beautiful day. And Pastor Mom is here with us. We'll keep her in prayer today. She's going through a little something this morning. But say hi, Pastor Mom, before we start prayer.
Good morning, everybody. I'm glad to be here. I'm not seeing you do it today. But thank the Lord I'm going on anyway.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Okay, well, Pastor Mom, you can start with prayer. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us our trespasses. As we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, power, and glory, forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for being with us, standing by us, and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. You're sounding stronger than you think. Amen. Amen. Let's go on to Psalm 100, and we're going to be saying the entire psalm, and then after we read Psalm 100, verse 5, we're going to sing that verse 5, and hopefully you know it by now. If you don't, you'll get to know it. amen, the song, the Psalm 100 and verse 5 song, but we're going to say Psalm 100 first. Amen, let's read. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord, is good, his mercy everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. Amen. This is you, Pastor Mark. She's trying to sing with us. Praise God. Thank you. Amen. Amen. And let's go on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. And as we go there, Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, I want to praise God for all of you who made it on the this morning, who made it here this morning after a time. Sprung forth 1 hour this morning. It's good to see all of you here. It took us a minute to get this time change this morning. You know, even though we knew it, we sent out notices to other people. When we woke up this morning, it was like, what? And so, amen. So we praise God for each and every one of you being able to make it here this morning. Amen. So Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name forever. Let us exalt his name together and forever. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, you know, this is our time for our pearls to ponder. God has given us a charge and a challenge to learn more about his name, his character, and his nature. And when we ponder, we're thinking about it. We're thinking about God. We're thinking about his names, his character, his nature. We're letting it roll around in our head. We're pondering on it. We just don't hear it once and just say, okay, I heard that and go on. But we're stopping to think about it, to roll it around in our head. And so he has given us his names, character, and nature one per month. So we have a good amount of time to let it roll around in our head. So this month is Everlasting God. Hallelujah. And I was just thinking about Psalm 100 and verse 3. It says, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting. everlasting. Amen. And his mercy can only be over everlasting because he is everlasting. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So our scripture, well, we had a scripture last week that we looked at, and that was Genesis 21 and 33. And it mentioned and Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba and called there on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. Hallelujah. And last week, we talked about him being the everlasting God, which means he's eternal. Amen. Hallelujah. He is immortal. He will not die. He's indestructible, imperishable. He's abiding. He's enduring. He's infinite. He's boundless. He's timeless. Amen. He is everlasting. He is eternal. He's perpetual. Glory to God. He is he's around the clock God. Hallelujah. He's endless. He's ceaseless. He is everlasting. And so this week from Psalm 90 and verse 2, it says, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Hallelujah. You know, some people say it's hard to wrap your mind around that. Well, I don't think we can wrap our mind around it, but when we wrap our faith around it, we got something. Hallelujah. From everlasting to everlasting, he is Lord. And I searched the internet. I usually can find the songs that I want, but this one I couldn't find. If somebody can find it before this month is over, that would be great. But the song that I remember is, from everlasting to everlasting, you are Lord. From everlasting to everlasting, you are Lord. The song I was looking for, I find it. But I have some other songs here. And this one is From Everlasting by Brian Dorkin, Dorkin. Amen. So we're going to hear From Everlasting. Hallelujah.
Everlasting,
Hallelujah. From everlasting to everlasting, he is Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So this week, this month, we're going to ponder on that. Hallelujah. He is eternal. He is immortal. Hallelujah. And that gives us a whole lot of peace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because only the everlasting God can cause us to be everlasting with him and give us everlasting life. Amen. Amen. So ponder on that for a while. And that's our pearls to ponder for today. Praise God. Amen. 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 And as I said, don't try to wrap your mind around it. Wrap your faith around it. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go on into our declaration. Job 22 and verse 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. And Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. So we're going to be fully engaged and declare together these things, these declarations from the word of God. And, you know, remembering that as we declare and decree together, even more happens, because one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000, three will put 100,000, and four will put 1,000,000 to flight. Hallelujah. Come on. And as we come together, and we said, even though we're not in the same place right now, but we are in the Lord. We're in the same place. So let's declare and decree together. So repeat after me. No weapon
formed
against me,
me
shall prosper.
Yes,
this is the heritage,
of the Lord.
Whatever I do
will prosper.
For I am like,
a tree
that's planted by the stream of water. Amen. That's Isaiah 54, verse 17, and Psalm 1 in verse 3. I speak
that God's anointing
destroys
every yoke
in my life.
And that my soul,
spirit, and body
now function
in order.
according to divine system of protocol.
Amen. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 27, and 1 Corinthians 14, and verse 40. Hallelujah. Continue to repeat.
Christ has redeemed me
from the curse of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid
any sickness
or disease
to come
above my body.
Every disease.
Germ, allergy.
Allergic reaction, and every virus.
That touches my body
dies instantly
in the name of Jesus.
Every organ and every tissue of my body functions
in the perfection that God created it to function. Forbid any malfunction. Let's say that again, Pastor. I'm going to say it. You repeat it. I forbid,
I
any malfunction in my body in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Because something's trying to malfunction this morning. We forbid it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Galatians 3 and verse 13. Romans 8, verse 11, Genesis 1, verse 31, and Matthew 16 and verse 19. Hallelujah. And I want to stop right here for a moment. Father, in the name of Jesus, any kind of malfunction, if somebody's having a problem seeing this morning, like their vision is acting funny this morning, the blood of Jesus is over that. Any kind of malfunction in any part of the body, we rebuke it right now, and we thank you, Lord God, that we forbid it. We forbid it right now in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Here's one more. I have no lack,
no lack.
For my God, meets all my needs. According to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. That's Philippians 4 and verse 19. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, these declarations have blessed me. I know they've been a blessing to you as well. Praise God. So good to see all of you here this morning. Praise God. Praise God for each and every one of you. Amen. Now, we're about to go into some praise and worship. On Thursday, we had a guest on our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. And her name is Reverend Kim Osborne. On Thursday, we had a night of worship. Wonderful. So I want to play some of that today, of the worship that we had. People were getting healed listening to the worship on Thursday. Atmospheres in people's homes began to change on Thursday. So we're going to listen to just a small part of it. It was 45 minutes long. We're not going to do that right now, but we'll listen to part of it today. And if you'd like to hear the whole worship session, praise and worship session, you can Google Get 'Em Radio and see our Blog Talk Radio platform and hear it from last Thursday. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you really, really want a copy of it, text me and I'll send it to you. Amen. Hallelujah. So this is Reverend Kim Osborne and Releasing the Glory.
Lord Jesus, we welcome you. We adore you. All this is for you. We invite the seven spirits of God to come and be part of our worship tonight. Thank you, Lord. We invite the Spirit of the Lord. We invite the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might, and the spirit of the fear of the Lord. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We invite the worshiping angels to worship with us. We release the glory. We release the glory of the Lord. We release your glory. We love you, Jesus. Lord. go after the one. Go after the one tonight, Lord. Let your spirit go out in the streets and bring the prodigals back to you. We love you, Jesus. We honor your presence. We love you, Lord. You're the God of this city. You're the King of these people. You're the Lord of this nation. You are, you are. You're the light in this darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. You are. There is no one like our God. There is no one like you, God. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done in this city. Oh, yes. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done in this city. Oh, yes, Lord. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done here. You're the God of this city. You're the King of these people. You're the Lord of this nation. You are, you are. You're the light in this darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. You are. 'Cause there is no one like our God. No. Yet to come, greater things are still to be done in this city. Oh, yeah. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done in this city. Yes. Greater, greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done here.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Greater things are yet to be done. Greater things are yet to come. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it is, I mean, the worship, the whole worship session was just delightful. Amen. And once again, that was Reverend Kim Osborne. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can also look up their website, and I think their website is Reverend Bill and Kim Osborne. You can look it up like that. I'm trying to think if it's .org or whatever it is, but put that together, Reverend Bill and Kim, and, you know, if you want to Google that, and you should come up with them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's pray over our finances. Wow, have you been listening to what's been going on in the news? And I'm saying thank you, Lord, for these the prayers for our finances before this stuff had started, even started to happen. What has happened is one of the major banks in the United States has gone under, has failed. We haven't heard much about this kind of stuff. You know, back in 2008, there were some things that were going on, and banks were starting to fail, and the government ended up bailing them out of it. And what's going on is happening again. And this was a big bank that went out. It doesn't have a major name that I would know about, but in the Silicon Valley, where there was a bunch of money flowing at a certain time, that bank has just failed. The Lord told us, he told me years ago that money had failed. And when he told me that, it kind of, you know, I was a little surprised over that. I was trying to see if I can look up real quick when he said it to me, because it's been a lot of years ago. Find it real quick. But, yeah, when he said that, you know, he also gave me a piece over it too. He gave me a piece that that he would take care of. He would take care of his people. This is where I'm reading what I wrote years ago. He told me this back in 2008. The money prophecy. Wow. Okay. So, yeah, I see it here, and we're praying even as we're talking about it. The blood of Jesus is over it. On February the 10th, 2008, the Lord told me that money has failed. And at the same time, he said that all my debts have been flushed away. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. And what happened? Hallelujah. So I was looking at something on the news about money failing. It has, I mean, not money failing, but banks failing. That has happened before. And still everything went on. I think I read, like, in 2020, four banks failed in 2020. It's kind of like waves. Is this going to be the big one where money fails completely? Or this is just a wave of things yet to come? And thing is that God is going to take care of us. And when I just read that, which I hadn't read in years, he told me that my debts would be paid. At that time, I had debts. He paid them. Glory to God. He took care of them. That by, what am I trying to say? Within the past 3 years, you know, I was, you know, getting some credit, seeing what my credit looked like and all of that, and just really kind of concerned whether I would be able to get any kind of, you know, credit cards, because I hadn't had credit cards or nothing for years and years and years. And then when I applied for one, they said, oh, yeah. You know, oh, yeah, you want $10,000? I was like, whoa. Like, oh, wow. And that was before I had any income really coming in. So, you know, that was God. Of course, you know, when they give you $10,000 worth of credit, you don't go using that because you got to pay it back. Praise the Lord. So, yeah, so come to find out, you know, that God took care of it and that I do have good credit. Hallelujah. That's a miracle. A flat-out miracle. I won't go into all the details, but that's a flat-out miracle that I have good credit. So Amen. And so when I read about the bank failed, this large bank failing, there's a prophetess, a young lady, who came, who's on the internet, and I can't think of her name right now, but the Lord had told her that banks were going to fail. And she was telling people, you know, that you might want to pray about it, and that the Lord is not saying that credit unions would fail, but banks. So at this time, it's very, very important the Lord is saying for us to do. We're not going to be scared in the name of Jesus. We're not going to go run and take all the money out of the bank. We're going to listen to God and see what he's saying. And I'm saying we because I'm talking to myself too. You know, and the best thing that we can do is to be where God wants us to be. The best thing that we can do is to do what God tells us to do. You know, if everybody's running and scrambling and scared and all of that, that's not who we are in the Lord. We're going to listen to him and do it the way that he says to do it. Then we'll be at the right place at the right time. Even if, you know, if he doesn't say anything, and then it looks in the natural that the money is gone, remember that favor means more than money. Hallelujah. So we're gonna go through this with him no matter what happens. Praise God. So let's and that's the main thing. That's the main thing. Do what God is telling you to do. Any kind of fear, lay it down. Lay it down before the Lord. And then we're going to open up our ears and hear what he's saying to do and flow by his spirit. Praise God. Let's say our prayer together over our finances. Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them. And use them for your purpose.
May I be
a good steward
of all
that you give me.
Help me
to remember
that
all I have
belongs
to you and to be grateful for it.
I pray
that I will make good decisions
as to how
I spend.
Give me wisdom
to handle money
wisely.
Multiply it so that what I make will go a long way. And may I
always
be paid well
for the work
I do. And
may my money
not be stolen, lost,
devoured,
or wasted.
I pray
that I will not be anxious
about
finances,
but
will seek your kingdom first,
knowing
that as I do, I will have all
I need.
And Lord, as I sow my seed today, I remember that it's harvest time. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, you know, I've said this all the time, and, you know, and for God to give us that prayer to pray, he wants to make sure that we're taken care of, whether money fails, whether bank fails, whether things in the United States. So they're also talking about that the Social Security is starting to run out. Whatever happens with any of that, we'll be taken care of. Hallelujah. And I believe by the Spirit of God that we're taken care of and we'll be able to take care of others as well. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And so the best thing that we can do to position ourselves is to make sure that we tithe and give offerings. And that even though stuff is going on around and about us, that we cannot be afraid to give. And we declare and decree that right now. We are not afraid to give. Hallelujah. Because that is setting us up to be able to receive from God no matter what is going on. And you're hearing that from somebody who didn't get a paycheck for 17 years. Glory to God. No check. On a regular basis, 10 years. So I know with a blessed assurance that God knows how to take care of us. Hallelujah. Amen. So giving to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, there's three ways. Now, either you give here or you give somewhere, but for God's sake and for your sake, please give. Amen. If you'd like to give to the East St. or he's leading you to give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, our cash app is $ESLCCC. That's $ESLCCC is our cash app, and that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. If you're here in the Heritage House, you can give at the door, and that's 2E. If you'd like to mail it in, make your check or money order payable to ESLCCC, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you right now. We praise you. We adore you, Lord God. We know that there are things that are going on in the country, in the world right now, with banks failing, money failing. We see it around and about us, but who we're looking at is you. And we choose to seek you first in your kingdom, knowing that all these things will be added unto us. The good things will be added unto us. Right now, we pray for those who are tithing, who are giving that 10% of whatever they get in. Hallelujah. You said in Malachi chapter 3 to try you and test you on this. See, won't you open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that would be too much for us to receive. So we thank you for that right now, Lord God. And then on top of that, you said you will rebuke the devourer for our sake, that our money will not be lost, it won't be stolen, it won't be devoured, destroyed, or wasted, even if it's in a bank that fails. It won't be stolen, it won't be lost, it won't be devoured, destroyed, or wasted in the name of Jesus. Either you'll tell us to get out of there in time, or you'll give it back to us some other way. And we thank you for that right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We pray for the givers. Luke 6:38, given it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. So those who are givers, you're tithing someplace else, but you're giving here. Praise God. We pray for the givers. Right now in Jesus' name, that you'll get it back, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And then we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11. and that the Lord will make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us, hallelujah, as the stars in the sky, as he has promised us. And Lord, right now we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So good to see all of you here this morning. Wow, thank you, thank you, thank you for being on. Glory to God. You made it through the time change. Hallelujah. Amen. We praise God for each and every one of you. Hallelujah. As we get ready to go into the word today, Pastor Mom is bringing the word. Hallelujah. As we get ready to go into the word today, let's listen to one of my favorite songs. What I like to hear this song as Pastor Mom gets ready to speak, because, you know, she wants God to use her in his service, and that her will belongs to the Lord. Amen. So this is called Your Will by Minister Joy Bryant.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hey! I give my life to the King of Kings, of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord, in all I say and do. I give my life to the King of Kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord. Of everything, my heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord, in all I say and do. I give my life to the King of Kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you.
My body for
your will.
Well, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. We started off this morning, and Pastor Mom was not feeling, kind of up to par this morning. And we had a recording ready to play. But Pastor Mom is feeling better. Hallelujah. And so she wants to say her scriptures this morning. Glory to God. Amen. And that's why, that song, she wants to do the will of God. And her favorite song is Use Me, Lord, in Thy Service. Hallelujah. So, amen. Here's Pastor Mom. You want to start off with your song?
Yes.
Use me, Lord, in thy service.
Draw me nearer every day.
Lord, I'm willing, Lord, to run on all the way. All the way, Lord, I'm willing, Lord, to run on all the way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. She's willing to run on all the way. Amen. 90 years young. Hallelujah. Fractured femur, still healing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Something going on this morning, but she's willing to run on. Halfway, mama? You going to run halfway? You going all the way. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's start with the Lord's Prayer. You were telling me when you learned the Lord's Prayer. Can you recall right now when you learned the Lord's Prayer?
No, I can't.
You were in school, right?
Uh-huh.
And that was something y'all used to say in school all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're talking about 85 years ago or so. She learned the Lord's Prayer. Praise God. I've been saying it ever since. Hiding the word in her heart. And that's the thing about Pastor Mom. She has hidden the word in her heart over these years so that when anything goes, anything comes, if something happened to books, if something happened to the internet or whatever, the word is in her heart. Hallelujah. Okay, so Our Father,
that in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us.
And forgive us.
Our debt,
yes.
As we forgive our debt.
Our debt.
Lead us not
to temptation,
but deliver us
from evil.
Amen. Hallelujah. That was the Lord's Prayer from Matthew 6.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And now Psalm 103. I will bless
His praise.
His praise shall continually. Amen. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light,
my salvation.
Whom
shall I fear?
The Lord,
the Lord
is the strength.
Is the strength of, my
of whom shall I?
Of whom shall I fear?
Be afraid. Amen. 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 Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd. Fear my Lord. He makes me to lie down.
He leadeth me.
He leadeth me. Yes.
He restores. He leadeth me.
Righteous.
For
his
name's
sake. Yea.
Thy rod.
Yes.
Thou preparest a table
before me
in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head, my cup. Surely.
Goodness.
And I will dwell. Forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Philippians 4:13. I can do all things.
Through Christ.
Mm-hmm. Who strengthened me. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Such an anointing in the word. Praise God. A word that has been steeped in the heart for years. Hallelujah. Amen. You know how, like, when you steep some tea, that's when the flavor comes out. Hallelujah. I could just hear in your voice, Mom, this word has been steeped in your heart. Hallelujah. It's not a lukewarm word. It's a hot word. Hallelujah. Let's go on to your, we'll close, I guess, with your favorite scripture, Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord.
For your heart.
You can start from the beginning. Trust in the Lord.
Trust in the Lord. For your heart.
Lean not.
Lean not to your own
understanding. In all your ways. Acknowledge him. And he?
Mm-hmm.
Shall direct
your path.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We just thank the Lord even now for you, Pastor Miles. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just, you know, I pray that we are all encouraged to learn the word of God, to memorize the word of God, to hide the word of God in our hearts so that, you know, in different times of our lives, whatever is going on, that word is in our hearts. And it's like good old hot tea that has been steeped, hallelujah, and comes out with with a good flavor. Praise God. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Well, that's our word for today. I was going to play a sermon that Pastor Mon had done before, and the Lord just said, you know, well, to ask her how she felt, and she felt up to doing it. Once again, with her, use me, Lord. Mm-hmm. Amen. Go ahead and close with that, Mom. Use me, Lord, in thy service. Draw me nearer every day. Lord, I'm willing, Lord, to run on all the way. All the way, Lord, all the way, Lord. Lord, I'm willing, Lord, to run on all the way. Amen, amen, hallelujah. And one more scripture, two more scriptures. John 3:16, for those who are ready to get saved. Amen. John 3:16. Hallelujah. And we're going to say that together. Let's say it together. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. We talked about the everlasting God today. Hallelujah. The everlasting God is the only one who can give everlasting life to us. And he did that by giving us the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the other scripture, Pastor Mom, Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. Amen. So if you're listening now, or if you listen in the future and you're not sure if you're saved, if you're born again, and you heard this beautiful 90-year young woman saying the scriptures from her heart, hallelujah, from her heart where that word has been steeped in her heart, and you're like, when I get that to be that age, I want the word hitting in my heart too, hallelujah. And the first way that you can hide the word of God in your heart is to receive him into your heart. Hallelujah. And so Romans 10:9 starts with, if you confess with your mouth, confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. And believing in your heart is making a choice to believe. Because none of us was here over 2,000 years ago. And so we have to believe by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus,
I believe
you died for me. And God raised you, from the dead.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior. Show me your way. And help me to follow you. And now I know.
I'm born again.
I'm saved. And heaven is my home. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You're doing good, Pastor Mom. And we want to just welcome you to the kingdom of God. We want to welcome you as a child of God. We want to welcome you to eternal, everlasting life. Hallelujah. Because heaven is now your home. whenever you leave this body, hallelujah, you're going to be with all of us as we go home to be with the Lord. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. And we pray over you right now that God will fill you to overflowing with his precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And we thank God for you. We pray also that your prayer language will be released in you, and you, because you have your own prayer language just like I do, and all of us have a prayer language. And we pray right now that it's released out of you by his Spirit in the name of Jesus. And we give God all the praise and the glory for you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And now we want to invite you to learn and to grow in the things of God. You can do that by going to a Bible-believing church that's close to you. You can also do that by joining on the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. This family of broadcasts has been designed by the Lord to help us all learn and grow together. Thank you, Jesus. And so our family of broadcasts, you can reach us by calling area code 516-418-5699. I'll say it again, 516-418-5699. And these are the days that we meet together. Praise God. On Sunday, this is our Sunday service. This is the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And the East St. Louis Christian Center Church has been here for, I want to say, 32 years now. And Pastor Price, when you come on, you can help me with that. But yes, about 32 years now. Hallelujah. Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. We meet here every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Hallelujah. And I'll be preaching for the next 2 Sundays, Lord willing, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And then on Monday, we have our Bible teaching. And that's with Dr. Lorraine Navarro, where she teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as she digs into the Word of God. It's always delightful, always a learning experience. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, we have our prayer time where we pray in tongues, and we have 4 people who volunteer to pray in tongues for about a half an hour. Excuse me. I'm laughing at myself. They pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time, and then we have interpretation of tongues after that. Awesome experience. Every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesday, the second Wednesday of every month, we have our healing service. And the second Wednesday, we have a healing service. And the fourth Wednesday, we have our anointed pandemic baby, that service. Amen. And we're talking about anointed pandemic babies from the age of newborn to about the age of 4. Praise God. And God is doing awesome things with them. So that's what we're doing. We're talking about them. We're talking to them. We're praying for them, talking to their parents. And we're praying for them and their parents. Now, the next anointed pandemic baby will be the fourth Wednesday. Wednesday, March the 22nd, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then our next healing service, prophetic healing, where God lets us know the ailments that are going to be healed prior to the broadcast. People come on and are healed because what God reveals, he heals. And so our next one will be on April the 12th, Wednesday, April the 12th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Amen. Hallelujah. And on Thursdays, we have our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. Hallelujah. Now, this Thursday is going to be a special Thursday. Hallelujah. We're going to have a Bible 316 day. Amen. And it's going to be a tag team Bible 316 day where we're going to go through the Bible and go through some scriptures that are 316. So we know about John 316, but there's some other 316s in the Bible that are worth knowing about, excuse me, and remembering those 316s. So we're going to do that on this Thursday. Amen. So make sure you check your text and get back with me for those that I have texted you and asked you to speak on that day. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And if and when I do text you, get back with me as soon as you can. Praise God. So we're going to do that on this Thursday. That's going to be fun. And then on the 23rd and the 30th of March, we're going to have our Reverend Kim and Reverend Bill come back with us. Reverend Kim's going to be preaching on the 23rd and then Reverend Bill on the 30th. And, you know, let your friends and family know if anyone wants a word from the Lord. We've heard nothing but on target, on point words through this couple. They were with us last month and this month. And so, you know, if somebody is looking for a word and they want to hear from God or confirm a word from the Lord, that's the best way is to have a confirmation. You know, call on in and the Lord, by his spirit, will speak to you. Praise God, or to whomever. You know, somebody who needs that word. Amen, amen. Okay, if anyone wants to encourage Pastor Mom, you have any comments, you have any prayer requests, pressure number one key. We're going to open up the lines now before we close. We're going to be closing earlier today. So, yeah, thank you all for pressing your number one key. Amen. And Pastor Mom is just sitting here. You look like you're raring to go, Pastor Mom. Amen. Look like you're ready to go. Okay. We're going to open a line first for Minister Rachel and family, and then we'll go to Minister Amber, and then pass anyone else. Press your number one key. It's good to get some encouragement this morning for Pastor Mom. Amen. Minister Rachel and family, welcome.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you good.
Mom is so busy with helping her neighbor today, so I'm going to be the one to, you know, make her head. So,
well, I can't understand what you're saying. Something happened yesterday.
Mom was busy, and now she just came into the room.
Hi, everybody. God bless you all.
Hi, praise God.
I was hearing words come to me about things that happened, but then I heard something really good and encouraging. And when you said something earlier about Miss Pastor Mom, about when she feels really good today, I wondered something like, I wanted you guys to pray for Gabriel because he has this bad rash, and we started to pray for him and stuff. And God started to heal Gabriel. Yeah, and so please pray for Gabriel. And I'm praying for him and everyone.
Amen. Now, is this Amber?
Yes, this is Amber Rose McCoy.
Okay, Amber Rose. Amen. And I just remembered also, yeah, how you called and you wanted to pray for Pastor Mom, or you let us know you were praying for her. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That's probably why she's feeling better so soon. Thank you. And let's pray for Gabriel. Amen. Lord God, we join our faith together with all the prayers that have been prayed. And we thank you, Lord God, for touching him right now in Jesus' name. And the blood of Jesus is over him in Jesus' name. No weapon formed against him shall prosper. And every tongue or everything that tries to come against him must flee now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that this rash and all that it stands for, that it cannot set in, lay hold, or go any course, but must cease and desist right now in Jesus' mighty and holy name. We thank you, Lord God, even in this time where Gabriel is teething, Lord God, that you just touch his mouth, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and cause those teeth to come in properly in the name of Jesus. And that as they come in properly, that it will not hurt him in the name of Jesus. And there'll be no bleeding or any pain as he's teething in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise. Thank you for peace in the whole household and healing permeating everybody in the entire household in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Oh, and God healed Jem's lips, too. God healed Jem's lips, so she's fine now.
Okay. He healed Gabrielle's lips?
Mm-hmm. So now
good.
She looks up from the front.
Muted.
Okay. All right. Love you all. Muted. Amen. Amen. Minister Amber, welcome.
Hello. Good morning to you all. Happy Sunday. And I just really enjoyed the service today. I thank God for you and Pastor Grandma. And Pastor Grandma, I love you so much. This is Amber. And I just love the scriptures that you gave today. And I was saying them along with you because they are now in my heart. So the scriptures that have become your scriptures that are in your heart are now generational for the next generation to be in our heart. So I truly thank God for you. I thank God for continually keeping you strong and for strengthening you every single day. And I love you so much.
Amen. Enjoy
that she loves you too.
Love you too. Amen. Thank you all so much. It's good to have the next generation on. Amen. Thank you all. Thank you for those wonderful comments. Amen. Amen. Okay, Price, and then we see you, Minister Faye and Sister Joanne. Hi, Pastor Price. Welcome.
Hi, Apostle. How you doing today? And Pastor Mom, I just, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm so glad. I'm praying for you, sis, praying for you. Much comfort, much strength for you today, and Mom, and Pastor Mom. Pastor Mom, this Helen, how you doing?
Yeah,
how you doing, Mama?
Can you hear her? She's saying something. Go ahead, Mom.
Thank you, Ricky and Lord, for being with us and taking care of us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus'
Did you hear her?
Mama, that's a word. I sure did. She gave a prayer just now.
Yes.
I was thanking God for you. Mama, I want to thank God for the word that you ministered today from the very opening when you opened up in prayer today and when you ministered in the word of God. I just want to thank God. It just blesses my heart to hear you. And after you ministered, I was clapping, and then Apostle put the clapping soundtrack on right after that. I was just thanking the Lord. So I thank God for you pressing forward. I know you say you wasn't feeling too good at the beginning, but you felt good enough to let the Lord use you today, Mama. Thank you again for always singing your song. Use me, Lord, in thy service. Draw me near every day. Lord, I'm willing to run on all the way, Lord, all the way. I just thank God. Thank God for your favorite scriptures today that you use, Mom, and I praise God for you. Apostle, I want to thank God for the word today. I want to thank God. I love every one of the pearls to ponder that you give. The one every month, and this year with him in January as the refiner fire, and February the transformer, and then as the everlasting God. I just, there's some of the definitions just stood out so much to me today. And then when I worship the Lord in my private time with the Lord, I love to, it just comes out, the Holy Spirit just lets it flow through me that thou art from everlasting to everlasting, thou art Lord and you are God. Yeah. And I just love that you're doing the everlasting God. I often I like to look at House Hunters and the House Hunters International and House Hunters. And then they also have a program which talks about forever home. And people would say, this is my forever home. I said, your forever home? I said, how you going to have this? I often think about it. I said, how they going to have this as their forever home? I said, because the only way we going to live forever is with Jesus and
Amen.
Live forever.
Amen.
And the home that will last forever is not one here on this earth. But it'll of course be with God through Jesus Christ. So I was thanking the Lord for the word. Thank God for the song by Brother Brian the talker. I didn't get the spelling of his name. What's his last name again? How did you spell that? Brian Torkos? The first song.
A D. His name starts with a D. A D or O E. K-S-E-N. Oh, Dobson. D-O-E-K-S-E-N. Brian.
Okay. Because you know what I had? I had T as in Tom, O-R-K-L-E-S. I said, that ain't what she said, so I'm going to ask her today. And then the worship and praise was so was so beautiful with Pastor Kim Osborne, and there still is such an anointing on that. I believe I'm going to be putting that on as I go to sleep at night, you know? I kind of had a real rough morning with those two teeth that they had taken out and with that. But again, when we were starting in service, I was praying because I had been hurting someone and I said, Lord, this is now Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I said, this is the third day after these teeth are out. I said, why am I hurting? But then again, here you played it again. Glory to God, and I'm not hurting now. Thank you, Jesus. And I give him glory
Amen.
And praise and honor. Hallelujah. So there is power. We know that when Saul was going through and David would come and play his harp, and many prophetic voices through the years, importance of worship and praise and changing the atmosphere and how God will minister forth healing. So thank you today for that particular song and the way the Holy Spirit led you for today. And then I want to thank God for Minister Rachel, who was on today. I thank God for her and her family. And I wanted to let her know that I'm praying and joining my faith along with hers for Gabrielle. and just praying with and for him. He's just so precious and special to all of us. Glory to God. They have sometimes there are people that say their team, they have a Beyonce has a whole a group of people who are on her team, and they're called the Beehive. And if you mess with her, the Beehive comes after. They rise up on the internet. If anybody say anything about Beyonce, well, God's got some teams. He got some teams. Team Gabriel. Gabriel. He got in Gabriel too. Team Rachel. Well, we're interceding and rising up just like they do for us. They pray for us, and we're rising up, Minister Rachel, and we're continuing to pray and pray for you all. So I want to thank God for today. What a wonderful service. It didn't seem like it was the time it changed. God had me, and I prayed that he had others very alert and as they say, fully engaged today. And so we give glory.
Amen.
So, Apostle, I pray for your strength today. You and Pastor Catherine, I pray for Mom, for that this will be a day that God will continue to strengthen her, continue to just touch her in her body, because he loves her as we love her, even more than when we love her, but he loves her. So God bless you, and you all have a blessed day. I'm going back on mute, and I just laugh when I hear one of the boys, I don't know if it's Marcus or Malachi, and he said, now on mute, and he just tickled me today. He tickled me today. I laughed. So I'm gonna be like him. I'm going back on mute now. God bless you. Love you all. Have a blessed day.
Ask you this while we're still here. That song, From Everlasting to Everlasting, You Are Lord. You know that song?
Nope.
Oh,
well, you sang
okay.
It. It's beautiful. But I had not heard it. I said, Lord, I've not heard that song. I was listening to you. I said, Lord, I have not heard that song.
Okay.
And so I, yeah. So I was surprised, you know. Well, you know, we walk parallel paths in the Lord, but yet your parallel part has some wonderful, wonderful experiences that God has brought you through. So, but I would love to see if you find it. That would be very, very good if the Lord allows you to be able to find that song.
Yeah, if anybody else finds it, let me know. I'm looking for it. I don't think that's one of the songs that the Lord gave me. I think I've heard that before, like a long time ago. So, okay, thank you, Pastor Price.
All right, love you all. Love you, Mom. Love you, Apostle. I'm going back on mute.
Love you, too. Minister Faye, good to see you.
Good morning.
Opening up.
I have a reflection by Juan L. Alcantar, and he's a young Christian who is a prisoner, and he wrote, each person we meet in life is a leaf that enriches. Some are lost over time. Others never come off. And I want Pastor Mom to know she's making a big impression on me. And be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, and never give up.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. She keeps holding on, and I'm glad that God has, blessed you as you hear her. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that, Minister Faye.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Joanne, Minister Joanne, welcome. Commute on.
Good afternoon, all the ministers, and Minister Kizzy, and Mom.
Yes.
I just want to thank God for your mother's faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Her faith go a long, long, long way back.
Amen.
So I thank God for your mother's strength from day to day, from week to week, and from month to month. I encourage your mother to keep on keeping on. Because she, God got all power in his hand. Healing is the children's bread. So I speak healing over your mother today. From the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, that every vessel, every organ, every bone, every tissue in her body will come back in line with the word of God. Never but she did a little motion. So I believe God's word. I believe the 66 books of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation. So I stand on the word of God in the mighty name of Jesus. And I remember you were talking about Transformers. My little great nephew, he loved Transformers. The little trucks and stuff. And I don't know how to transform them. When I go over there and play with him, he has a bunch of them. So I tell him, I don't know how to transform this car into a motorcycle or whatever he got. And he would do it so quickly and so fast. So I said, God, is this how you transforming us? He said, yes, the same way he transformed this car or motorcycle, wherever it may be, or truck. This is how he transformed us into the image of God. So I just want to encourage you, Prophetess Kizzy, keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on doing what God called you to do. I called you blessed. Blessed going in and blessed coming out. Blessed in the city and blessed in the field. Here the little boss, here the little boss. Over your mom that you've been taking care of for years and years. And I hear the word said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. So I leave an encouraging word with y'all today that I love you, and I continue to pray for this family. Ghetto Radio, we are family. We are family. Da, 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 da. That's what I hear in my spirit. So we are all family, and we stand in the gap for one another in the mighty name of Jesus. And I want to say this last thing. I hear the song in my spirit. I'm glad to be in the service. Glad to be in the service one more time. That's what dropped in my spirit today. And I thank God for you, Apostle Kizzy, okay? And I love you and Mom and all that comes on Daddy Yo Radio.
Amen. Thank you.
Have a blessed day.
Amen. You too, Minister Joanne. Thank you so much. When you were given that word, it took me back to when we used to come to see you in the hospital. And you'd be laying there in the hospital. We just really kind of run to come and see you whenever we could because we knew we was going to get a word from the Lord. That if you were conscious, if you could say something, because sometimes you couldn't say anything. You know, things were going on in your body. But when you could say something, we would get a word. You would encourage us. So you have encouraged me and Pastor Mom and our family today. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
You too.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for all that he has said and done today. Amen. If anybody else, you want to say anything as we get ready to close, you can go ahead and press your number one key, and we'll open a line for you. I'm looking in our, see if anybody sent me a text. Amen. I see your text, Minister Joy. Amen. Despite the time change. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Said you did great, Grandma, Pastor Mom. Amen. Hallelujah. You're kind of resting now. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you all for being with us today. We praise God for each and every one of you. Amen. We're going to get ready to close. Hallelujah. Pastor Mom. Amen. I think that's all. It seemed like it's something else that I wanted to say, but we'll head for the closing part. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You can close us, Pastor Mom. Do you have any comments you want to make?
Everything was nice and comfortable.
Nice and comfortable. Uh-huh. Amen. Good, good. Okay, may the Lord watch.
Do me and be where we are from one by one. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. God bless you all. Have a blessed rest of the day. And remember, I am the church.